Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've got Gina Latuca with the SPCA joining us live. Gina, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. I hope you saw who our pet is this morning.
I did. And I was almost, over the moon that a pet would be named after me. But then I realized, no. They can never name a cat after me. That just wouldn't work out. Would not work out. So it wasn't quite B-Maz. It's B-Man the cat. And although I am firmly team dog, Gina, I do have to say, this is a cool-looking cat. I like the look of this cat, especially, you know, he's got the black face and then all the white whiskers and, you know, eyelashes and eyebrows. It's a cool look.
You know, I have to tell you, and we don't often get a chance to talk about this because rarely do we have cats as news hounds. We've had that happen during this COVID phase. But there are people who swear that these tuxedo cats, these black and white cats, have personalities that are different from all other cats.
Oh.
A lot of tuxedo cat owners will tell you this is the most affectionate type of cat. I don't want to say breed because it's the same breed, but they swear that there is something about that coloring, that tuxedo coloring, that makes them over-the-top affectionate, over-the-top bonding. They just love these tuxedo cats.
You know what, Gina? I've had two of them, and I have to totally agree with you. My current cat is not a tuxedo cat, but has an entirely different personality, but this is a great cat. This cat looks, I think, just like Mike Baggerman's cat.
You know what? He does bear a striking resemblance, doesn't he?
Yes.
Be seeing Mike Baggerman's video in a couple of days. We've got both of your videos rerunning today for our Fanimal fundraiser. You both opted for Team Dog, who is tied for second with Team Cat. We still have Team All Animals in the lead.
Wow. You got to get those dog numbers up.
A little unfair to put all the animals together attacking dogs and cats. We really don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought, you know what, we have to put a few more pushes up there for Team Dog. So we ran both your videos. We've got Brian's, we've got Susan's up there, we've got Mike Baggerman's coming later next week. But I'm not going to tell you which team he went for, although you might have just given that little bit of clue. But, Team All Animals is still in the lead, so we're going to see if Team Dog or Team Cat can overtake them over the weekend.
Hey, you know, today is my dog's birthday. Chipper is 14, so if I could ask everybody to, you know, go to the Fanimal page at SPCA, yourspca.org, and vote Team Dog. Chipper, that'll be a birthday present for Chipper.
That's awesome.
Right, in honor of Chipper.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I should have baked a cake.
Yeah, that would have been. He would have loved that.
A nice little birthday treat. Now we all know Mike is a cat person. That I don't know if you know this, Gina. He was the first to work remotely, and that's why we kicked him out of the studio. Just we don't like having a lot of cat people around.
Team Dog all the way over there.
You bet.
100%. 100%. Hey, we've talked about this a lot, right, about dogs. When we do go back, we're hearing reopening. Slowly people are getting back to work. When we do go back, it is going to be kind of jarring for a lot of our animals to be, you know, all of a sudden their owners are with them all the time, and then they're not. And that might be a little stressful on the end. Are we learning a little bit more about that as more people go back to work?
Yeah, we are. We've got some behaviorists who are out there talking about what can be done now. I know we're not there yet, but hopefully, and we are approaching it. So just a couple things that you can do now. One of the things that the behaviorists are recommending is to start now taking away some of that time from your animals. Try to make the schedule, and do this gradually, but try to make the schedule more like it will be when you're not at home, when you're not working from home. So if you normally wouldn't be interacting with your dog, let's say, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, try to gradually stop doing that now and try to gradually start getting the animal used to that feel of what the schedule will be once you're not home. So it sounds like it's kind of a cruel thing to do, but actually, if you do it the right way and if you do it gradually, this is something that will help your pet down the road. So that's just one thing that you can start doing now. Try to start gradually making the schedule more like it will be when your schedule returns to normal.
It makes a lot of sense to do it that way.
I mean, they say the cats will feel it. They say, you know, dogs sometimes are a little more prone to separation anxiety more than cats, but cats will feel it too. So you want to start doing it with all of your pets at home. But they are very careful to say, don't make that switch an instantaneous switch. Don't all of a sudden change the schedule completely overnight. Try to do it gradually so that the animal has time to adapt. You know, they're so in tune with their schedules and consistency, so it's important you do that gradually.
I know I can't be the only one who has been worried about that over the last, really, a couple of months here, man, when we go back to work. But a good idea to get the dogs and cats and every animal gradually used to that. And a good idea to get your vote in the Fanimal fundraiser for Team Dog. I will not accept any other vote, Gina. Check out the videos and the link at News Radio 930, at Your SPCA on Twitter, and, of course, on the Your SPCA website. Gina, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you. Good luck, Team Dog.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Gina Latuca with the SPCA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.